Just see if you can relax your body and mind by bringing in that inner attitude, inner friend, or a positive attitude that allows the mind to simply relax and be as it is without stress or tension. And see if you can spend a few minutes giving the mind the space to relax in your presence, to relax in that supportive, caring presence. And notice both the body and the mind relaxing as well. Notice too that as you do this relaxation, you're not adding anything to your presence. In fact, you're letting go of different types of affect or conditions that bring discomfort, that bring about an experience of discomfort. You're just relaxing, and in the relaxation you let those negative affects naturally go away. And see if the mind has anything it wants to tell you, any concerns about the day, or any worries that it needs to put voice to in order to relax. And you can ask the unconscious also, and the children inside and the different parts inside, if they have anything that they want to tell you that needs to be spoken so that you can relax. As you relax, just notice your own nature. How without doing anything, just simply being your own presence. What you are like, just the simplicity of being. Without bringing anything to yourself. There's a natural well-being. That doesn't require any action on your part. That natural well-being simply is. It simply is you. You can always bring your mind home. To the wholeness of yourself. When it feels lost and overwhelmed by pain or sorrow or grief or anger. You can recognize the wholeness of yourself, even when your mind is lost in its grief or anger, agitation. But those states of mind are painful. So you can bring them home. To the wholeness of yourself. help the mind to relax. And in that process, the tempest, the painful tempest, disappears. Leaving simply yourself with your mind resting. And